When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're going to tell you Friday afternoon we have a great triple header of NBA playoff action tonight. Before we get started, though, a quick reminder, make sure you check out basketballnews.com. Make sure you subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. There's so much great stuff outside Nothing But Bets you need to check out. But if you enjoy the content for Nothing But Bets, we're doing every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, and also leave a five-star review if you enjoy what you're hearing. But let's go ahead and dive into our NBA action today. Like I mentioned, three great games on tap in the association, all from a great betting perspective too, that I think you can really get some money in your hands on. So let's go ahead and dive into the action here. And our first game up on the board here is going to be the Miami Heat at the Atlanta Hawks for game three. The series goes back to Atlanta. The Heat are up 2-0. Miami, as a road favorite today, are 1.5-point favorites over the Hawks in Atlanta. This is a game to me where I feel like, honestly, Trae Young could keep the Hawks in it for a little bit, but the Heat are just a really bad matchup for Atlanta. We've seen it the first two games. They kind of stymied Trae Young. No one else really stymied alongside Trae Young either for Atlanta. This just feels like a really bad match, but I think the Heat win this series in four or five games, to be quite honest. And I think they win tonight. I think we see a big game from Jimmy Butler in the end. And I think, honestly, this Heat team is just a complete mismatch for Atlanta. Like I mentioned, maybe this is close for a little bit, but eventually I think the Heat pull away. I think we're getting great value on the spread here at -1.5. So let's lock in as a best bet for Friday's postseason slate in the association. Heat -1.5 over the Hawks in Atlanta. And now let's go over our player props for this one, powered by FanDuel. And looking through this one, like I mentioned, I think Trae Young has been struggling throughout this series, but I could see a big game for him tonight to keep this one relatively competitive throughout. Trae Young's point total comes in at 27.5 points. We're going to take the over there on Trae Young's points. I think Young is in for a big game tonight as the series heads back to Atlanta. Should be a fun atmosphere at the State Farm Arena as well. So let's take Trae Young in a big point game tonight to keep the Hawks competitive over 27.5 points. And like I mentioned earlier, I think Jimmy Butler is primed for a big game as well to match Trae Young. Butler's going to be having a big two-way impact tonight. I like Jimmy Butler over on his point total, which is at 23.5 points. So let's take Butler over 23.5. And then Kyle Lowry as well, like over on his assist total. Kyle Lowry's been awesome so far in the postseason for Miami. We knew that. He's a gamer. He's a huge championship competitive experience guy from Toronto. He's a huge role player piece. Kyle Lowry checks in here for his assist total at 6.5. I think he easily goes over here. I think he'll have a great game tonight in the facilitation department. And in closing out here for our player props for Atlanta's side, I like Bogdan Bogdanovic over 2.5 made threes. I think he's poised for a big game. Like Lowry, he is also a gamer who steps up big in these playoff games. I think we see Bogdan Bogdanovic have a solid outing for Atlanta, so I'm going to take Bogdan over 2.5 made threes. So here is our player props for tonight's Heat versus Hawks. And the Heat is our pick at -1.5. And here's our props. Trae Young over 27.5 points. Jimmy Butler over 23.5 points. Kyle Lowry over 6.5 assists. And Bogdan Bogdanovic over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Heat as a best bet of the day to cover the 1.5 point spread in Atlanta. Next up on the board here for our second of three games tonight, we have the Milwaukee Bucks at the Chicago Bulls. As that series now heads back to Chicago, all tied up 1-1 after a huge game from DeMar DeRozan leads the Bulls in an upset win over Milwaukee. The Bucks are 2.5-point favorites today on the road in Chicago. No Chris Middleton due to a sprained MCL. It could be out a couple weeks due to that injury. It's unfortunate. We're going to be talking about our next game here with the Phoenix Suns, but injuries taking a toll on the best teams in the association right now. Even with Middleton out, like I mentioned, the Bucks are 2.5-point favorites. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo steps up in a huge way today. I think we see a very special game from Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight. I think 40-plus points and like 15 rebounds and like 5 assists, a couple blocks, a couple steals could be on the table for Giannis. He is a dominant force. I saw it up close in the finals when he gets going. I think we could see one of those games tonight for Giannis stepping up with more on his plate with Middleton out throughout the rest of the series. So I'm going to take a big, big Giannis game to propel the Bucks to a huge Game 3 win and swing the series momentum back to the Bucks. Let's take Bucks -2.5 over the Bulls, which should be a thrilling game tonight in the United Center. And now let's go to the player props for this one. And the first one I like on the board here, like I mentioned, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think, is easily going to go over on his point total. It is a monster number already at 34.5. I think Giannis, like I mentioned, is poised for a 40-plus point game tonight with no Chris Middleton. So let's take Giannis Antetokounmpo over 34.5 points. And I also like, as well, DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points. I think he's poised for back-to-back 30-plus point games here. DeRozan was a monster in the fourth quarter for the Bulls in their last game against the Bucks in Milwaukee. I think it will be the exact same thing tonight for DeRozan and throughout the rest of the series. So we're going to take DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points in what should be a fun battle between DeRozan and Giannis. And then two facilitation, playmaking, assist props that I like here on the board for both sides to close things off for our player props. Jrue Holiday over 8.5 assists and Alex Caruso over 4.5 assists. Both these guys play such key roles on both sides of the ball from a playmaking and defensive standpoint. I think both will step up in big roles tonight, as that is Holiday and Caruso. So let's take Jrue Holiday over 8.5 assists and Alex Caruso over 4.5 assists. So let's go through this game one more time for you. Bucks minus 2.5 is our picks against the spread, and our player props are Giannis Antetokounmpo over 34.5 points, DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points, Jrue Holiday over 8.5 assists, and Alex Caruso over 4.5 assists. We're going to take that and the Bucks at minus 2.5 to win on the road today in Chicago. Next up in our final game of the night in the association for a great Friday postseason slate, we have the Phoenix Suns at the New Orleans Pelicans. The Suns are 2.5 point favorites over the Pelicans today in New Orleans. No Devin Booker, probably for the rest of the series now, as it was originally reported he might only be out a week, but now the timetable could be up to 2 or 3 weeks, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. So that's likely Booker misses the rest of the series for the Suns. The Suns should still take care of business, though. I'm on record now saying that I think the Suns win this series in 6, even without Devin Booker. I think we see big games today from Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. I think Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson step up as well. This Suns team, without Devin Booker, has shown throughout the season they can win without him. They've shown it without Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton at different points as well. I think in the end, we see the Suns team rally behind missing Booker. I think we see an all-around great team effort tonight on both ends of the court, and the Suns pick up an impressive win without Devin Booker in a hostile environment in New Orleans tonight to pick up Game 3 and swing the series momentum back toward the Phoenix Suns for Game 4. So I'm going to take Suns minus 2.5 over the Pelicans as a best bet of the day, even though Devin Booker, we're going to go on the limb here and say the Suns cover the spread at minus 2.5. And now let's lock in our player props for this game for what should be a very fun back-and-forth Game 3 tonight in New Orleans. So let's go ahead and take our player props here. The first one I love on the board here is Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points. Brandon Ingram was a monster for the Pelicans in Game 2. Was really him and Devin Booker going back and forth throughout that game. When Booker exited that game, it was the Brandon Ingram show for the final quarter and a half. So impressive what Ingram did in Game 2. I think we see more of the same tonight. He was actually doing very well when guarded by Defensive Player of the Year runner-up Mikal Bridges. So I expect Brandon Ingram to go over on his point total tonight and be the primary scorer for the Pelicans in what should be a close game. So let's lock in Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points. And another Pelicans prop I like here, Jonas Valanciunas, who's been an absolute monster, a beast on the glass throughout this series against DeAndre Ayton. We're going to take Jonas Valanciunas as an easy over, the easiest over, honestly, of this entire slate. Jonas Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds. He's been a beast, 25 rebounds in Game 1. I believe he had 15 or 16 in Game 2. Easy over here for Valanciunas on his rebound total. He'll eat the glass up. Over 12.5 rebounds for Valanciunas. And then for two Suns props here that I like, I love Chris Paul over on his assist total today at 11.5. It's going to be even more pressure on Paul's shoulders. But I think we see a vintage CP3 game with like 15 assists or so. We see Cam Johnson step up. We see Mikal Bridges step up, DeAndre, and all these young guys around Chris Paul. And he has a big game in the facilitation department. So let's go ahead and take Chris Paul over on his assist total. What will be a tough game on him, though? Herb Jones and other Pelicans defenders guarding him relentlessly. But we're going to take Chris Paul over on his assist total at 11.5 assists. And then let's close it out here with Cam Johnson over on his three-point total. I like Cam Johnson to a big game tonight for the Phoenix Suns, who he's replacing Devin Booker in the Phoenix Suns starting lineup. I love Cam Johnson over on his three total, which is at 2.5. So let's lock in Cam Johnson over 2.5 made threes. So that will be it for today's show. Appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast. Let's lock in our props and picks against the spread, and it is as follows. Heat minus 1.5 over the Hawks. And for the player props there, again, I like Trae Young over 27.5 points, Jimmy Butler over 23.5 points, Kyle Lowry over 6.5 assists, and Bogdan Bogdanovic over 2.5 made threes. And then our next game, I like the Bucks to win on the road today in Chicago against the Bulls. So let's lock in Bucks -2.5. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo over 34.5 points. DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points. Drew Holiday over 8.5 assists. And Alex Caruso over 4.5 assists. And then closing out our final game here for a great Friday slate in the association, I love the Phoenix Suns, even with no Devin Booker today, to win and cover the 2.5 point spread in New Orleans tonight for game 3. So let's lock in Suns -2.5. And then Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points. Jonas Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds. Chris Paul over 11.5 assists, and Cam Johnson over 2.5 made three. So that is it for our show. Appreciate everyone listening in. As always, make sure you're listening to Nothing But Bets every single day, even throughout the postseason, to give you the NBA betting edge for tip off, our picks against the spread, and our player props return throughout the postseason. So make sure you lock in these bets. Make sure you check out basketballnews.com and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. And also make sure you subscribe to Nothing But Bets for your NBA betting edge. So in the meantime, make sure you lock in these great picks for Friday's slate in the association, and happy betting to you on this Friday night.